And it's time for the Madison Public Library Show with Karen Tilbury. Karen's in our studio on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, Karen.
Yes, I took the long one-block walk from the library over here. It is gorgeous out.
Yeah, a little on the warm side for me, but...
And it's going to get warmer.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be in the 90s by Friday. So.
Yeah, sounds like we're going to have a warm weekend.
Yep. So when it's warm, you always can go to the library in the air-conditioned library, right?
You bet.
That's a good lead in there for you.
Yes, it is. You know, come and enjoy the cool air in the library and find a new book to read or a new book to listen on a CD or read one of our 10 newspapers or one of our 38 magazines. Wow. We can find something for you to do at the library.
10 local newspapers are roughly... All local, huh?
In Minneapolis, Minneapolis paper and the Watertown paper and the Wilmer paper and the Monty and the Ortonville and the Dawson and the Madison.
You got them all memorized.
I think I hit them all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the library's just more than books, right?
Yes, we are definitely more than books. All right.
Tell us what's happening. You got a lot of events planned, too.
Yes, we have lots of events. I'm going to start out with the events at the Dawson Public Library. Tuesday, June 5th at 6:30 p.m., the book club is discussing Song Poet. Wednesday, June 6th at 2 p.m., there is the movie We Bought a Zoo. Wednesday, June 13th at 2 p.m. is the movie Mary and the Witch's Flower. Monday, June 18th at 2 p.m., macrame horses made from twine, and that is geared towards grades 5 through 12. Wednesday, June 20th at 2 p.m. is the movie Whisper of the Heart. Wednesday, June 28th at 2 p.m. is the movie Ponyo. Thursday, June 28th at 6:30 p.m., Houseplants Learning Hour with Mike Cagely. And I think, let's see. Monday, June 25th at 1 p.m., Ralph's World Family Rock and Roll Show. And then the events at the Madison Public Library. I got to kind of go between two pages here because with Lydia on vacation... She emailed me this stuff, and I have to compare the two of them.
Okay.
Okay, so last Saturday on the 19th, we had a movie day at the library here. The movie Ferdinand was shown, and we had story time, coloring, and crafts, along with popcorn and lemonade. And we had 10 children attending that, so we were happy with that. The Children's Summer Reading Program in Madison, Dawson, and Cambury Libraries began on May 14th with a kickoff at the three elementary schools with the Jack and Kitty Show. This year's Summer Reading Program, which runs May 14th through July 31st, has a fantastic global theme that engages kids in cultures from around the world. And not only is it a fun way for kids to learn new things and win great prizes, but studies show that summer reading programs are an integral tool for preventing the summer slide. National research from the Dominican University finds that students who participate in public library summer reading programs score higher on reading achievement tests at the beginning of the next school year. Sign up is easy. Just stop by the library to get your child's name on the list and pick up their summer reading activity sheets. Examples of the activities are visit the library, tell the librarian a joke, listen to an audio book, read 1 hour, attend a movie day, and many of those tasks are in more than one square. For example, read 1 hour is, probably 5, 6, 7 different times, as is visit the library. Okay, Tuesday, May 22, that would be today at 4 p.m., we are doing a Block Souls video game making class downstairs in the children's library. Thursday, May 24th at 5 p.m. will be the evening story time. We are starting a new event, and I believe that Lydia talked about it at the last couple of library shows. On May 24th from 5:30 to 7:30 in the conference room, we are starting a teen coffee club. Mm. We will be serving snacks and coffee, tea, or hot cocoa. Teens can hang out doing homework or things like crafts with supplies provided or games. We've got some new games, new board game type things geared towards teenagers.
Awesome.
Okay, Saturday, May 26th at 11 a.m., come to the Children's Fairy Garden Making class. I think Lydia also talked about this at the last one.
Yep.
This is for children from 3 to 12 with all supplies providing. Pre-registration is required, and we have a limit of 25. Young children should be accompanied by an adult. And so this is kind of like a terrarium without a cover on it. It's, you know, flowers that are kind of meant to to stay inside. On Monday, May 28th, no matter how hot it is, you can't come to the library because we're going to be closed for Memorial Day. Tuesday, May 29th at 4 p.m., we will be making magnetic slime downstairs in the children's library.
Magnetic slime?
Magnetic slime.
Wow, that sounds it. What's that?
Well, like
slime, of course.
Yes, slime, of course, that has something in it that makes it magnetic, you know, so you can use a magnet and pull it around.
Oh, wow.
I would think that that would be something that would be just
intriguing.
Weirdly fascinating enough for kids to think, oh, that should be fun.
Yep.
And then Thursday, May 31st at 3:30 p.m., we'll be decorating the library sidewalk with chalk. Popcorn and lemonade will be served on the library lawn, and this is, of course, depending upon the weather. We probably won't be doing if it's raining cats and dogs.
What day is that?
That is Thursday, May 31st.
Okay.
And then our adult coloring classes will be on Thursday, May 31st and June 14th, those from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. We have two book clubs. The Fiction Book Club meets every second Tuesday at 7 p.m. And the Breakfast Book Club, which is a nonfiction club, will meet on Saturday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. And they are reading The Song Poet by K.O. Yang. Hmm. So lots and lots of events going on.
That's right. And if people can go on the website to check out exact times and days of everything you mentioned, right?
You bet. And go on our Facebook. There you can see pictures of what the fairy garden should look like and the magnetic slime and
awesome.
You know, lots of stuff on there. Lydia does a wonderful job keeping things
updated.
Current on that Facebook page.
Okay. Yep. Good. So should we move into what people are reading at the Madison Public Library? What the staff is reading,
I should say. You bet. We will do that. Okay, so we're starting out with what Deb, our head librarian, is reading. She is reading The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye by David Lagercrantz, translated into English. And this is the fifth book in the series, you know, The Girl With. The Girl With the Dragon Tattoo lives on. Lisbeth Salander is an unstoppable force. Sentenced to 2 months in Flogberga's women's prison for saving a young boy's life by any means necessary, Salander refuses to say anything in her own defense. She has more important things on her mind. Mikhail Blomkvist makes the long trip to visit every week and receives a lead to follow for his pains. For him, it looks like an important expose for Millennium, which is the magazine that he runs. For her, it could unlock the facts of her childhood. Even from a corrupt prison system run largely by the inmates, Salander will stand up for what she believes in, whatever the cost. And she will seek the truth that is somehow connected with her childhood memory of a woman with a blazing birthmark on her neck that looks as if it had been burned by a dragon's fire. The tension, power, and unstoppable force of The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye are inspired by Stieg Larsson's Millennium Trilogy, as Salander and Blomkvist continue the fight for justice that has thrilled millions of readers across the world. And this is the dragon, the series, the dragon, the girl with the dragon tattoo, girl who, and the spider web, you know, it's a good series. It is in some of the parts of it a bit spicy.
Yep. It's pretty intense.
Yes, it's quite intense. Yep. It really is. Okay, I am reading, well, actually I just finished, Cruel Intent by J.A. Jantz. On a dating site, singleheart.com, bored housewives can find romance with married men looking for sex without strings. But these married singles are flirting with more than just their vows. At the heart of this seemingly innocent service, a vengeful computer hacker is playing games with people's lives and deaths. Ex-television journalist Allie Reynolds just wants a break from excitement. In the midst of a remodel, the last thing she expects is a murder investigation that will stop the construction on her home. But when the savagely murdered body of a stay-at-home mom, Morgan Forrester, is found, Allie's contractor, Brian, is the prime suspect. Brian swears he has nothing to do with his wife's murder, but as the investigation progresses, Allie seems to be the only resident of Sedona who believes him. Determined to prove Brian's innocence, Allie unknowingly lands herself directly in the path of a calculating killer. In a world filled with encrypted computer traps and life-threatening lies, will Allie be able to decode the actions of a ruthless man determined to destroy women before he uses his wicked website to find her? J.A. Jantz has a couple of good series that are really, really good. Okay. I really enjoy hers. Kate is reading a book, well, it's pretty much a classic, by George Eliot, who was really Marianne or Marion Evans, an English novelist, journalist, and translator, and one of the reading writers of the Victoria era. George Eliot's own favorite novel centers on Silas Mariner, the linen weaver of Ravlow, a village on the brink of industrialization. Once he was a respected member of a narrow congregation, but the events that took place during one of his feats led to the loss of everything that he values. Now he lives a withdrawn half-life and is an object of suspicion to his new neighbors. He exists only for his work and his golden guineas. But when his precious money is stolen, and shortly after, seemingly and mysteriously replaced by the child Eppie, Silas is awakened to life by the redemptive power of love. George Eliot's affectionate but unsentimental portrait of rural life combines irony, humor, and sharp social comment. Above all, she demonstrates a profound and enduring knowledge of the human mind and heart. Okay, so we have a couple more to go, and I don't know whether we're going to get them all in. So Catherine is reading a book for, like, first graders called Lamophones. Alice is reading Learning to Swim by Sarah Henry, which is another mystery. And this has to do with a lady who is on a ferry and sees somebody throw a baby boy. Over the edge. And so she dives in and rescues him. And then nobody reports that this child is missing. So she does some research.
Oh, wow.
And Lydia is reading I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer. For more than 10 years, a mysterious and violent predator committed 50 sexual acts in Northern California before moving south, where he continued by murdering 10 people. Mm-hmm. Then he disappears, and 3 decades later, Michelle McNara, a true crime journalist, creates a popular website that is determined to find the violent psychopath she called the Golden State Killer.
Yep, that's in the news lately. So,
So, you know, I really abbreviated those last two.
Yep.
And I'm sure by now you all know to find us online by going to pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on Member Libraries in the left-hand menu, or on Facebook at Dawson Public Library MN, Cambie Public Library MN, and Madison Public Library MN.
All
right. Our hours have not changed from last time, but I don't think I'm going to recite them. Right. We're running low on time.
Yeah, all right. Karen, thanks for coming over again, and enjoy your nice walk back to the library.
I certainly will.
All right. That's Karen Tilbury with the Madison Public Library News.